Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. This is a podcast about the strange and unusual, the secret and the conspiracy, the fringe and the supernatural. This is a show where we do little to no research on our topics. We are not professionals in any field except speculation. This is the Secret Transmission Podcast. And welcome to episode number 5, Ghost Stories, where we're just gonna talk about ghost stories. I'm your host, Toby, and I have some non-expert experts in ghosts. Who are you?
Kristen.
Tina.
Evan.
Okay, so today we're gonna talk about ghost stories that may have happened to us. We're gonna... Are you excited about this, Evan?
It was a Gibson, yes. Gibson's my son.
It sounds like a ghost in the back.
Yes.
Yes.
Evan's the ghost.
Evan is a spirit. He's not actually here. He's
They
floating.
Do see me.
Solve the mystery, it's Evan. Yes.
Okay, Evan. We're gonna listen to my mother. She recorded a ghost story for us to either A, pick apart and make fun of, or B, I guess say it's real and that we believe it. Are you ready to hear it?
I'm jazzed.
All right. All right, state your name.
Diane. My story takes place in Gainesville, Texas, around June of 2002. My son Colton was just a few weeks old at this time, and he had a lot of medical issues. He was on a heart monitor at this time, and I had him in the bed with me so that I could, you know, he was right there and I could watch him. He's asleep. I'm laying in the bed, you know, in my pajamas, watching TV, and it's just him and I in the house at this time, and there's a little girl standing beside my bed. Real cute little girl. She's, you know, around 7-8 years old. She's wearing a blue dress. She's got big blonde curly hair. And her mouth was moving, but I couldn't hear anything. So I sat up in the bed and leaned towards her so that I could hear what she was saying. And her face just, I don't know how to describe it. It's like in the cartoons where they just, face goes crazy, changes, and in my mind, I'm thinking this little girl wants Colton. I don't know, that's just what I felt. I felt like she was trying to get Colton. So I'm physically, literally kicking and pushing and trying to keep this little girl from getting onto my bed. And I get Colton, I grab him, rip monitors off of him, you know, cords and everything, grab him, and I run into the living room. From the living room, I could see the kitchen and the back door. I could see the hallway into the bedrooms. I could see the front door. You know, it's like 2:00 in the morning. What do? You know, do you call the police and say, hey, there's a little girl in my house? You know, that's not going to go over. Do I go put him in the car and go somewhere? I didn't have any family living here at the time. Where could I go at, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the morning? So I stood there in the living room, holding Colton until daylight. Once the sun came up and, you know, it was bright in the house and everything, I went back to my bedroom, and my bed, I mean, it looked like there had been a fight in my bed. Covers were thrown everywhere. It really happened. It was all there. That is kind of the beginning of many other stories. It's now 2014, 12 years later, and this little girl is still with us. I have several stories about her. But in that house, I never went back into that bedroom. I never slept in there. I ended up moving out of that house several months later, and to go in there and get the stuff to move out is the last, that's when I finally went back into that bedroom. I slept on the couch after that. In all of my other experiences with this little girl, She doesn't enter my bedroom. I lived in a house on Olive Street, and you could see her standing in the doorway. She would never come into my bedroom. You could tell her, I see you, I don't know what you want, but you can go, you know, leave me alone. And she would, but she will never come into my bedroom. And to this day, Colton still thinks he needs to sleep with me, and in my bedroom is the only place he feels safe. You know, does the little girl haunt him? Does she follow him? Does she scare him? You know, I don't know. But she's there. And she's here.
That's my mom's story of the little girl and my little brother. Does anyone have any theories? Do you think she's crazy? Do you think she's really being haunted?
If there's still something going on, then there's no way that it could have just been like a, you know, an isolated incident, of course. So,
well, she claims like stuff will move in her house. Like the other day she said that she was standing in her kitchen and there was a pill bottle on its side and that it just kept rolling back and forth, like a half a turn one way and a half turn back the other way, just constantly. And then all of a sudden it just stopped. And she thinks it's the little girl. And there's always been, and I can say that there's always been weird, like, things that would happen at our house. Like, Colton would have weird toys just randomly go off in his room. Nothing would be on top of it. And no one would be in that room. Like, Colton would be in the living room and we would hear toys going off in his bedroom. Now, I had a couple weird experiences in that house, so I'm biased. You know, I kind of think there was something weird going on in the house. We would hear stuff, and this is the same house that my mom's talking about. We would hear stuff in the garage, knocking. If I had friends sleeping over, we'd all sleep in the living room, and we'd sleep on the couch and stuff and watch TV or whatever. You'd hear knocking. It'd sound like people were just punching the walls, trying to get through to you. People would not sleep on the couch that was up against the wall because it was that scary for everyone. Everyone knew that my garage was haunted.
I think every experience I've ever had included a child.
That weird? A lot of stories do surround children.
And not necessarily, like, I think that there's a ghost that's a child. Like, where we're at right now, there was an older woman who ended up passing away in this house.
And see you later.
Our neighbor knew her and took care of her before she passed away. So he told us, you know, that she passed away in here and blah, blah, blah. She was a very nice woman. She used to sing in the choir. And this was before he told us this story. We ended up hearing some weird... We had a baby monitor in our son's room so that we could hear, you know, if there was anything going on, because it's kind of across the way, like across the house. I just want to make sure, you know, if anything's going on. We heard weird singing from a woman, and we were like, what the heck?
Here.
Yeah.
Where we're at right now.
Yeah.
Where we're recording.
In the monitor, we heard
some... In this house.
Some weird singing, and we also heard he had a bunch of Toy Story toys. He had, like, Jesse and Woody with the pull strings that they would talk. We heard, I think it was a Jesse went off?
No, it was Woody, I think.
It was Woody? Oh, he was like, you're my favorite deputy or something, go off.
There's a snake in my boat.
There's a snake in my boots or something. And he's asleep. I saw him asleep. So we get up and go in there and check. He's asleep.
Woody is in the floor all by himself. There's absolutely nothing around
well,
him.
Have you
to
seen
the
movie? The they
cord.
Say they come alive when the kid's asleep.
The little bastard
we
did.
It
would be false advertising if they didn't come around and move around.
That's
the
all
room.
That one was.
Yeah,
scratch
yeah.
That. No ghosts.
No ghosts.
We're going to debunk alive. It. Let's debunk it since we... No, don't do that.
Oh,
Evan, don't make weird faces right in the middle of us talking
oh,
about
sorry.
Ghosts.
I
like
I heard
there's some.
Say mom.
Ugh, stop.
There's no
mom. So we pull the pull string. We pull the pull string. We're checking it. There's nothing near it. And we're pulling it, and it only talks when you pull it, and we're like, what is going on? Our mind is boggled. We also hear the strange singing.
We beat it across the wall.
This happened, what, was it before or after Nathan moved in?
I believe this was before my brother had moved in, and he was so terrified of ghosts. We knew that it was happening, and we knew that it was in his room, so we decided to keep our mouths closed and not tell him any of the shit that was going on.
So, after we heard all the singing, we go to our neighbor, and we're like, man, some weird stuff's going on. We just moved in not too long ago. We want to talk to him about it, and he said, oh, that's probably... What was her name? I don't know if I want to say her.
Yeah, don't say her name, because I don't want her messing with us.
It was probably this person.
It was Merle Pearl.
And I'm like, who's that person, though? And he's like, well,
we still get her mail.
We do still get her mail, and it's creepy.
Do y'all open it?
No!
Right away.
That's not why she's here. She is waiting on a check.
Damn. She's got unpaid bills from Blue Cross Blue Shield.
She's waiting on those people with the big check. You know what I'm saying? They're like, we're here.
So he's like, it's probably so-and-so. She used to sing in the choir. She's a wonderful woman. She loves children. She's probably just singing to them. And I'm like, well, stop that.
Gibson, get out of that room.
We walk into his room. We're like, don't sing to him anymore. Don't talk to him anymore. Just leave him alone.
Did you really, talk and, yes. and ask?
That's what they say to do. They say
yeah,
for you to
make
contact.
Yeah, and he was such a hippie that he came in with some sage. Opened a bottle.
Some dried up, burning up sage.
He burned it in our house. Our house reeked.
We did an exorcism. It smelled like marijuana in here for a long fucking time.
I think he was probably just like, hey, I can toke up through here and there's nothing they'll say about it.
We turned the lights out for some reason. So I don't know what he was doing.
He turned all the lights out, opened the windows. He had some weird candle and some sage, and he started walking around the house screaming, get out of here!
He had a Bible and a cross.
He has watched a lot of movies.
Yeah.
He was so weird. So he ended up doing that. Fast forward a couple of months, Nathan moves in, Evan's brother, into the room where she passed away. We didn't tell him. He had just gotten out of the Marines, and he had this weird sleeping position where he was like always on guard.
He likes to sleep with his fist balled up underneath his chest. He'll sleep with his hands underneath
his chin on his chest.
Yes.
And so he was sleeping like that, and he had a significant other at the time, and we're sitting in our living room just talking, and he comes in and he's like, dude, the weirdest thing just happened last night. And we're like, what happened? He goes, well, I heard the doorknob like jiggling while I was asleep, and I was sleeping with my fists all underneath me, you know, and so I kind of clenched them because I thought maybe somebody was breaking in, and they just opened the door and I felt somebody step on my bed, so I thought it was his significant other, and then she stepped over me, so I rolled over, you know, because we were going to, like, snuggle or whatever, and nobody was there. So he literally heard the doorknob jiggling, opened the door, shut the door, and then felt somebody stepping on his bed. And he comes out, and we're like, we didn't want to tell you this, but an old lady died in your room.
Merle Pearl was trying to get some later afterlife action.
she liked his young style, and she may have been older, like, but she had some moves that she wanted to impress him with.
It was so weird, because it started...
She likes children.
It started with our son, and then after we did our weird exorcism thing, and she started moving on to the adults.
Ooh. So have y'all still had experiences here?
Not recently.
Probably hasn't been any in a year or more.
Yeah, about a year ago, we ended up actually getting up at about 2 a.m. and leaving and going to my mom's house because it was so bad. We heard tapping on windows.
Well, it first started out, Dayton was telling us that at night, after we had tucked him in, told him goodnight, we left the room, somebody else would come in, tuck him in again, and tell him goodnight. And then he said that there was a shadow that would stand in the corner of the room, in his room every night.
He thought it was his grandma, and then he thought it was us. He thought it was us, and so when he would talk to us, we wouldn't say anything back. We would just stare at him, is what he said. And that somebody else would tuck him in after we tucked him in. That, I guess I should have mentioned before the exorcism. Because after all the creepy stuff with his room started the exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
Then she moved on to the adults. and started messing with the adults. Well, we would hear tap. We heard, like, this one particular night about a year or so ago, we heard tapping on windows. We heard lots of banging around. The dogs started going crazy. We were like, is there a rat in the house? What's going on? And then we heard this, like, shrill, like, down our walls.
Ooh. Down the hallway walls.
Down the hallway walls where our bedroom is.
I got goosebumps.
We're leaving. We're not doing this podcast anymore.
We're done. This is the last episode of the Secret Transmission podcast.
We were, like, both awake laying there, both thinking
pretending about, not to hear anything.
Thinking about ghosts, acting like nothing was going on. We're trying to go to sleep, and
we hear like a thud up against something, and we're like,
we hear it in the room that's connected with ours, the back room where Nathan was sleeping,
where she passed away.
And then we hear a scratch all the way down the hallway wall.
Everything was in threes, three bumps, three scratches. There were like three little taps, and after the last really hard scratch, because the second scratch, I was like, whispered to Evan. I was like, oh, did you hear that? And he's like, yeah, don't pay attention to it. Let's just go to sleep. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go to sleep. And then we heard the last one, and we both sat up simultaneously. And we were like, we're going. We're done. And we literally went and picked Dayton up, got in the car at 2 a.m., went to my mom's house. I called her. I said, get up. I'm really sorry. Open the door. There's a ghost in our house. We got to go. We got to sleep in your house tonight. She's like, okay. And when we came back, there was like a weird,
a heavy feeling. It felt like just heavy. It felt like something was here. It was just heavy.
But after that night, that was like her goodbye or something. It was weird. She was like, I've been here for 2 years. You guys are trying to ignore me.
Well, I think that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like to me she was like, hey, I am a nice person. She was singing to Dayton while he's asleep. She was playing with him, watching over him. But whenever she felt like she was ignored and unwelcome,
or when we maybe told her to
evil.
Leave.
Yeah, she turned to evil. Because, I mean, you know, you gotta think this is her home. And she's like, oh, you know. So, I don't know. I couldn't. I was terrified.
It was weird. And when we got back that night, it was really heavy and eerie, but we were like, go, 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 get out. We weren't paying attention to it. When we came back, it was very heavy in here and just like somber and like, I didn't want to be here.
How long did that last? That feeling?
It was just that night, wasn't it?
It was a little bit longer than that.
You think?
Yeah.
I tried not to remember any of it, but it was really heavy. But now, I used to not, even before all this started happening, I was not comfortable being in the house by myself. Something, like, weird. I was like, I don't want to be in here by myself.
Like my mom's story, I would have, if I didn't have anything happen to me in that house, I would have said, Mom, you were probably dreaming, and it was probably just one of those surreal dreams that
I have a theory about her thing, too, so let's not skip past that, because I do have a theory about
hers. Well, all I'm saying is, like, It would seem like, come on, you were dreaming, you got scared, it startled you, it woke you up real hard, and you thought everything was real because it was in your room, you were dreaming in your room. But since I had stuff happen to me, and there was other incidents of,
why is she barking?
She's an idiot.
What room is she in?
She's an arbiter. Yeah, go tell her to f*** off.
I mean, but she's not. You want me just lock her in the bathroom?
I think she's fine now.
Yeah. No.
She's just barking at ghosts. It's cool.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why is she all of a sudden barking in there? Okay.
We saged them out of here.
We're saging again before we leave.
Okay. Yeah. So,
we're going to burn the whole season bottle in there.
There were other incidents that my mom had with the garage, like I did, except her incidents were, I mean, you know, they were kind of the same, but she would actually go get someone to look in the garage because she was so worried that someone was in there, a burglar or whoever, and no one would ever be in there. So she had the same, if I didn't have weird experiences at that same house, I would say, Mom, you're crazy. But because I had some experiences myself, just like y'all, like, if it was just one of you hearing stuff, it would be like, I don't know, and, you know, it's both of you, it's Dayton, it was Nathan. Everyone was having weird experiences. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What is your opinion on my mom's ordeal?
Okay, when it comes to ghosts, I believe that ghosts hold... It's kind of a tricky line between ghosts and angels. Because it's... You don't really... You can't really differentiate. You know, no one knows truly, do you see an angel, do you see a ghost? You know, what is which? Mm-hmm. We only know of what theories are. With your mom, it sounds more along the lines of a angel kind of thing. I feel that this person, this little girl was trying to help. And I felt that she was not trying to get Colton, but maybe trying to save him. And the reason why I think this is because I feel that just like everywhere else, there are guidelines. And if you pass over into the after, or, you know, if you're a ghost or whether you're an angel, I feel that there are guidelines, like rules that you have to follow. So I felt that maybe if she was an angel, then she could not, when she intruded your mother's space in that room that night, that, you know, she kind of broke like a rule, you know, she went out of her, or like, angels are supposed to watch over, but they're not supposed to interact. I believe that's how ghosts are too. Ghosts can hang out, they can do whatever they need to, but I feel like once they make human contact or anything like that, it becomes a problem, and it's not supposed to happen that way. I feel that...
Is that why the little girl was not allowed, or wouldn't come into her room?
I feel that's why she ended up not coming into the room afterwards, because she broke like a... rule, like a, you know...
But
not,
she would follow my mom to other houses. She moved several times since then.
And Colton's there with her. Maybe she is a guardian for Colton. Because he was born with such bad, you know... And
breathing problems.
Breathing problems, all these health problems. I feel that maybe he was automatically blessed with a guardian angel. And this little girl is so young. And they say that children are... The reason why things happen with children is because children are the closest to life and death. And so they experience more. When Gibson was 6 months old, I would sit him in his roll around chair, his little, I forget what they're called, saucer. And my dad had passed away whenever I was 18 years old. And Gibson had never knew him, never been around him. And he would sit in the hallway and he would gibber. And one day I wanted to know, I didn't know why he was talking, and I kind of got worried, and he was looking up into the sky and gibbering, and he would talk and gibber for a long time. Well, one day while he was sitting there talking, because he was kind of in this zone, I measured where he was looking, and it measured to be the exact height as my father. And so I felt that my dad was there where I couldn't see him, but since Gibson was a child and he was close to life and death, he was there and pretty much interacting with his grandfather and having this experience with him, meeting him and, you know, and everything else. And my grandmother rarely talks about my father, but recently, if you have noticed, Gibson is my son. And if you notice, he has started asking more questions about angels. He has asked...
Yeah,
what
it's,
angels
it's been
are,
real weird lately. Like,
and he has asked
we were just,
about his grandfather.
Yeah, we were just driving down the road the other day, and he was like, what are angels? And we had to explain, yeah, he's five.
And he
and
asked
had to explain.
If his grandfather was an angel, and he asked if his Nana was his grandmother, my mother, who passed away. And he asked if his Nana was an angel. And then he asked the ultimate question for a five-year-old, can kids become angels?
We've gotten that from Dayton before, and it's...
And
well,
it's hard.
And
it's deep.
And we, you know, we tried to explain, like, you know, the angels are watching over you. They're watching over. And he was really concerned about everyone. Like, are the angels watching over everyone? Are they watching over you? Are they watching over mom? Are they watching over
And he wanted to know. He's like, is my Nana watching over me? Is my Nana around me? And it took me everything. I mean, what do? You come over and you ask a five-year-old, why? Is someone talking to you? Have you seen your Nana? Has she come into your room? Because one time he told me that his Nana was coming into his window. And she was.
And you know there has to be something to it. It's not just them making it up. A lot of people believe it's just like imagination. But you know there has to be some sort of substance to it for them to be that specific. With Dayton saying that my grandma, you, and Evie were standing in the corner watching me. When I talked to you, you wouldn't talk back.
Ooh, that gave me chills again. Like all the hair just stood
there's
up
no
on
way
me.
That they're just going to make
right
that up.
So I feel that, you know, with that little girl, I feel that she, not necessarily that, I mean, I know it's hard to fear the unknown, or not to fear the unknown, but when it comes to that little girl being there, maybe she wasn't trying to take Colton. Maybe she was trying to...
Sorry about that. We had to take a small break. The children's were going crazy. If you've ever noticed, there's noises in the background. Babies crying, maybe, and children laughing and playing and having a good time, sometimes screaming at each other, about to rip each other's throat out. So we had to break that up. But, Kristen, if you would finish your thought that you were saying.
Okay, what I was saying was, I don't think the little girl was necessarily trying to take Colton. Of course, being a mother and seeing all that firsthand, it probably was scary, and you felt like, she probably felt that she was in danger. But I feel that maybe she felt, since your mother was right there, and maybe since your mother was in shock, that she was trying to hurry up and help Colton and save him.
Well, that's what my mom believes. My mom believes that the little girl was trying to get my mom moving and going and get him up because something was wrong with him. I mean, he could have not have been breathing, and when the little girl started, I guess, attacking or coming at my mom with the weird faces and stuff, maybe she knew that would make my mom kick into parent mode and pick up her child, and maybe that kicked Colton back into breathing.
Well, the reason why I think maybe the little girl's face started doing that, and I mean, I'm no expert on ghosts or angels. I never looked it up, but this is just off of speculation of what I would think. I think
that's what the whole show's based on, is us speculating.
I'm just saying. I think the little girl's face started doing that because, like I said, she had went out of her realm where she wasn't supposed to be, so I think she was being held back by something, as if, you know, almost like in a, like an electronic thing, like it was almost like electronically, like if someone is trying to stop it, then I think it was like she was being shut down, someone was trying to shut her down. So maybe if she is an angel, maybe God was like, you're out of your realm. You're not supposed to be here. You know you're not supposed to go this extra mile. You're supposed to be here to watch and protect.
So you think someone was trying to stop her, and that's what caused the face.
Someone was trying to take her out. Yeah, okay. Like take her out of the.
So what about
reality world?
What about Evantina's ordeal with their friendly ghosts?
Oh, we're gonna do another exorcism. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Y'all can't see that.
Oh yeah. Evan's pulling his neck collar right now and making that noise. I already said what I felt about that. I felt that she was being nice, and because she does love children and she wanted to be sweet to Dayton and everything like that and still live in her home, but whenever she felt that she was being pushed out, she became angered, and that was her reaction. And like they said, it was the calm before the storm, and I felt that ending thing was her, all those noises and everything like that, to me, feel like it was her being pulled out of her home unwillingly and being put back into the afterlife. Like, that was her, that was someone, you know, going, this is it, you know, and they're trying to get her out, and, you know, like a God exorcism. He is exorcising her out of this house for y'all to live a comfortable life because she was getting angry. And she was doing stuff that she wasn't supposed to do. I feel as long as ghosts are nice and they're there for good intentions and angels are there for good intentions and they follow their guidelines and everything like that, then they're okay and they live amongst the living. But once they start acting up, I feel that they get yanked and...
ghost jail.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't a ghost in y'all's house. I think it was a Scooby-Doo mystery. It was Old Man Perkins.
Take the mask off.
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you pesky kids.
How do you know that y'all's neighbor, because we all know here at this table, we've heard the crazy stories about him, that he is a major weirdo.
Super weirdo.
Okay, how do you know that he was not doing this stuff outside of your house so that y'all would come to him and so he could use his TV show Exorcism?
He's Old Man Perkins.
And come into your house and be like, I saved the day. It was me.
He might have. He wanted us to come over to his house any chance that he got, he would pull me out of my house to...
go do some sort of weird adventure.
To come help him do something strange.
Pick up wood off the side of the road or something.
And
but,
did y'all have... I don't want to scare y'all, but did you have your locks changed? Were they changed when y'all moved in? And if he helped this lady, maybe he had a key and he was able to come in here and pull some crazy-ass shit.
Definitely the locks were changed, because when she lived here, I'm pretty sure she might have been like the original owner.
The OG.
When she left, our landlord purchased the house and renovated it quite a bit. Like, this fancy paint wasn't on here. This crack was
the brown
sealed.
Wall.
There used to be a weird door right there.
There's so a door attached to the kitchen?
They've done a lot of renovating. The locks were new. Everything was new. I think I may have changed. I don't remember. I usually change locks when I move somewhere.
Like, I forgot that. And the crazy neighbor.
I usually do that, but I forgot. I think
I'm not sure. But
we had someone in
some
our
bad
house.
News.
The last episode that we had, the big one where we ended up leaving, he'd already moved out, I think. Had he already moved out?
That was just that a crazy another like speculation. But I think what it was our final thing. I mean, we've all seen a lot of ghost movies, and I cannot remember what the movie is called. It may have been The Poltergeist or something, but when the house starts finally sinking in, and they're all trying to leave,
that like implodes?
Yes, and that's when it's the end. Like, I feel like, you know, some spirits are stronger than others, they take more stuff going on, but...
I can get that. I never thought of it that way, but I can get that where, like, maybe some sort of... let's call it the ghost cops, were like, all right, you've caused so much damage
Ghostbusters.
That you've made them leave their home in the middle of the night. Now it's time to get out.
Yeah, like,
so maybe that was the final straw before
that.
That'd
be a cool like story, like a comic or something.
Locked
right.
up in the ghost jail.
I may be
you went above
this.
And beyond.
This is copywritten
totally,
right now.
You went from being nice to totally scaring the shit out of these people to where they don't want to stay in their house. So you're going to come with us.
Mm-hmm. Ghosts that take out other ghosts.
Maybe it took a couple of days because they had to sign a ghost warrant. They had to get the ghost judge
yeah.
to sign off on it.
Right. Yeah, they had to be like, here. Take this piece of paper. Oh my god, I got a warrant.
What are the final thoughts on ghosts? Do they exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'd have to say yes too. So I guess that's going to wrap us up on our episode on ghost stories. We may do another episode similar to this one later on. But we hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for a Kids Explain Everything. And, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun.
Kids Explain Everything.
Who's my guest?
Colton.
How old are you?
12 3/4.
You just made yourself older.
Well, that sucks.
Did he make himself older? Mm-hmm. Say 12 1/2.
12 1/2.
Okay, today's topic for you to explain to me is Bigfoot. What is Bigfoot?
A big hairy monster that has big feet.
That's it?
Well,
what's he do?
He walks in the woods, you take pictures of him and says, what are you looking at? And, well, I'm assuming that he's just one of those things that wanders in the woods like... We may have mistaken him for maybe just a big hairy person trying to go for a walk and going for a jog, I guess. I mean, maybe even a hog. Or maybe these things are actually Bigfoots. I have no clue, really.
Do you believe in Bigfoots? Do you think Bigfoots are real?
Sometimes I do because I'm looking at my feet right now.
You think your feet are big and hairy? Where do you find a Bigfoot besides in the woods? Like, where? What state do you think they're in?
Texas.
They're in Texas?
They're everywhere if you look around in, well, the men's locker room.
So do you believe that Bigfoot is more manlike or more animal? I mean, he's a mixture of both, but which one do you think he's more of?
You know, to tell you the truth, we are pretty much animals. So, I mean, I guess a little... Tell you the truth, I get he's an animal like a human. I mean, pretty much more man-like, yeah. Because man are animals, pretty much. They're mammals.
You completely flip-flopped your answer halfway through.
How?
You were like, I mean, we're all animals, but no, he's more man-like. So, man.
So, yeah, man.
You think it's like maybe a person that's either evolved or hasn't evolved?
Hmm. Did I tell you the truth? I think he hasn't evolved. I think he's just a caveman that's really old. That could be it.
Okay. But they are real?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. And they live in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sometimes they can live in other places, too.
Are they like nomads and they just travel the land and live anywhere?
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, can they drive?
Now, that I wouldn't be considerate of. I would not let that happen.
Why not?
You don't know where they're going to go. You don't even know if they know how. You could be getting run over by a Bigfoot saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know.
What does a Bigfoot sound like?
Yaw or something like that. I don't know.
Give me your best Bigfoot impersonation.
It's going to be loud.
Okay, that's fine.
Do I really have to? Okay.
Why does a Bigfoot sound like that?
I don't know. I've been watching a lot of Animal Planet lately.
So that's what you came up with as yeah. Bigfoot sound? All right. Well, that's Bigfoot for you from a 12-and-a-half-year-old perspective. You going to say bye?
Bye.
Kids are playing every day.
We thank you for listening to our show. If you have any questions about anything, please send us an email at secrettransmission@hotmail.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter and find out when we post our new shows at secrettranspod. That's at secrettranspod.
Don't forget, all of our episodes are also available on YouTube. Just search for Secret Transmission Podcast and subscribe. Or you can just listen to us on SoundCloud.
Please come back and listen to us try to explain the unexplainable.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger?